Joining us on the phone right now is Casey Namkin. Casey, we're going to talk a little bit about the Canby Sportsman's Club and Canby Fire Relief Association ice fishing tournament coming up. Glad you're with us on Q92 this morning.
Well, glad to have me.
All right.
Glad you could have me.
Yeah, okay. First of all, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and maybe your job and stuff.
I live in Canby. I've been in Canby for about 20 years. My family lives right in town, right down by Jim's Market. I moved to the area originally to work for the Canby Police Department, and now I work for Yelp Madison County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Enjoy the community. It's a very welcoming community, and that's
good.
The past history of me.
All right. I know you're very involved in the ice fishing tournament. It's the third annual fishing tournament coming up on Del Clark Lake. Why don't you tell us all about it, Casey?
Yeah, this is the third annual. First year we started, it's a combination of the Canby Sportsman's Club along with the Canby Fire Department. We figured we would do it as a joint venture, and that way we had enough volunteers. And it's unbelievable how many guys came out the first year and every year, and then the second year to help us out in between the two organizations. All the money raised will go back to the Canby Sportsman's Club for improvements in our youth shooting. We have youth shooting nights, we have women's night, we have different shooting and different outdoors activities we do through the sportsmen's. And then with the fire department, they use the funds to improve their equipment and make sure they have the right stuff for when they're called upon.
Okay. I know you had a big decision to make a couple weeks ago to postpone the event. It's actually supposed to happen this weekend, but you backed it up a couple weeks, right?
Yep. We were checking ice depth, and we just didn't feel comfortable with the group of people that we have sitting on the board for this. We did a decision to back it up to February 5th. That opportunity was there due to Ice Castle Classic being canceled this year. And Ice Castle is a big supporter of ours, and we okayed it with them that we took their weekend up, and they said absolutely. Okay. They had no problem with it, and they typically send some guys down and fish ours, so it
yep.
worked out to the best. It's been really a roller coaster year all the way around, so we're kind of expecting the unexpected at this point.
Right. Of course, with the COVID pandemic going on, you always got to be aware of that and how that's going to work into your tournament too, right?
Yep. Leave it to the state of Minnesota. I had to come up with a COVID preparedness plan and have that so the DNR can look at it if they show up.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to when we first initially started this, it was going to be a all virtual tournament due to the governor's orders. But now since the orders changed, we're able to do more of the in-person type of years past. We are going to have some COVID the old X's on the ice and stuff like that have some requirements to follow, but we'll all tough through it.
Okay. Why don't you tell us, you know, you have two tournaments. Why don't you explain that, Casey?
Yep. The 24-hour tournament starts Friday at 4 o'clock. We say that you can start registering at noon on Friday.
February 5th, right?
Yep, February 5th.
Yep.
So February 5th, 4 o'clock, you can start registering at noon. When you register, you're going to pull up to, we're going to have a camper there for registration up on the road, and we'll get you tickets there. You'll get a registration number for your shack, and if it's close to that 3 o'clock mark, you're going to be inspected by one of the community or committee members or volunteers out there, and we're just looking to make sure you're not trying to sneak a prize-winning walleye.
Right.
once that happens, you'll be able to use any part of the ice. You can space out as much as you want. And that one starts at 4, and that runs till Saturday at 4. So with if you catch a fish, it's got to be a live fish, because we do a live release contest. That way we're not hurting the fish population in Del Clark. So you got to bring it up in a bucket on water. It's got to look alive, act alive, and we'll weigh it, and then it gets put back in. A couple people in the past have caught some very large fish, and they always cringe when we put them back down the hole, but we don't make any exceptions for that.
Right. Then there's a two-hour tournament, right?
Yep, two-hour is Saturday, and that one starts at 1, and it goes till 3. That tournament, we decided to really have these two separate tournaments. That way, if you didn't have a permanent house, you could participate in a regular kind of tournament. And that one, we really try to focus on the kids, trying to get them outdoors, get them enjoying something, being outdoors, and trying out ice fishing if they've never tried it before. And just try to keep them off their gaming system sitting inside.
Right. Now, is this for all ages, kids too?
Yep, all ages. Anyone that we do have youth tickets that are a little bit cheaper than adult tickets, but we do have prizes for both adult and youth. We're going to have some things to hand out to the kids, flashlights, bags, some other assorted things. We've done that in the past. We handed out, I think, rods and reels the first year with tackle and tackle boxes last year. So yeah, every kid that shows up, as long as we have enough, we'll get something to take home if they register for the tournament.
All right. So tell us how people can register for this. There's a couple of ways, right?
Yep. Well, since they switched the governor's orders, what we're asking people is just to pull up to the registration. Last year, we pre-sailed in local businesses the event tickets. This year, it's going to be a little bit narrower, and we're thinking that we'll probably just have you register right on site.
Okay.
So you'll pull up and you'll buy your ticket right on site, and it all depends on the time if you get inspected then or not. And just talk to the guys up at the registration, and they'll tell you exactly where to go and what to do.
All right, real good. And there's a lot of prizes. Tell us about the prizes.
We went into this year not knowing exactly the sponsorship level that we would see, but we live in an amazing area that we actually seen our sponsorship increase, so our prizes are going to increase. We have great local businesses, local people that want to make things happen in the area, so they definitely showed up for us, and we had a great list of sponsors. Actually, we're still putting the list together because we have people reaching out to us yet. And we advertise that we're going to give away over $10,000 worth of prizes. Wow. We always just put that on there just to make sure
we
got that. And I would have to say that there's probably over $15,000 that we'll be giving away this year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great. So
the worst part is that no committee member can win anything.
Okay. So you're out.
I'm out, yep. My kid's in, but I'm out.
All right, good. Talk about the burger feed.
Yep, we will have burger feed on Saturday. Those hours, we starting it a little bit earlier this year. I think we push that back to 10 o'clock. We're going to start firing up the burgers. Even if you don't ice fish, what we tell people, come on out, have a burger, see what it's all about, and maybe that'll change your opinion about ice fishing. I do it as a religious thing in the wintertime. I think my wife likes it because I leave about every weekend. And it's just camping on ice is what we call it.
Okay. Awesome. People can still buy raffle tickets for this, right?
Yep. The Canby Sportsman's Club, we do an early raffle ticket sale. Last year we gave away an ATV and some other things. This year with the uncertainty with being able to get an ATV, we went to a cash option or just straight cash. So ultimately, you could spend $20 and win up to $3,000. We have different, I think top rides is $3,000, second one is $1,750, third is $750, and I think we're giving away like $500 and $550.
Wow, okay.
So there's multiple ways to get your money back on a $20 investment.
Where can you buy those raffle tickets?
Yeah, when you get into town, you can stop at Ag Plus, Independent Oil Company, Canby Lumber, Doug Service and Marine, all in Canby, and Moberg Meats also has them in there too. So when you pull into town, if you're passing through or the weekend of the tournament, just stop in, buy all your stuff. One nice thing about the Canby community is that we don't need to go to Marshall; we got everything in town. So if you want to save on gas, if you're driving to the area, don't get your groceries there because you'll be heavier, so you'll suck more gas stopping our local convenience stores, right. Gas stations, and we'll be able to hook you up some in whatever way you need.
Okay. All right. Real good, Casey. Well, just want to encourage everyone to come on out and ice fish on February 5th and 6th. The 24-hour tournament on Friday, February 5th, and that starts at 4 o'clock. Registration actually starts at noon on Friday the 5th for the 24-hour tournament, and the 2-hour tournament Saturday, February 6th. The gates open at 11 o'clock there, and the fishing time is 1 to 3 on that Saturday. And it's going to be a great time, isn't it, Casey?
Yeah, I look forward to this time. It's a lot of work, but all the committee members just enjoy it.
Yep, and Q92 will be there broadcasting both days, broadcasting live right there on the ice. And I'm looking forward to that, Casey. It'll be fun.
Yeah, and it was a good time last year, and we got a lot of good feedback out of having you guys out there and letting people listen to what was going on.
All right. All right, thanks, Casey. I appreciate the time, and we'll see you Friday, February 5th for the 3rd Annual Fishing Tournament sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association on Del Clark Lake there in Canby. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Casey Napkin from the Canby Sportsman's Club, and I'm sure we'll be talking to Casey during our live broadcast on Friday, February 5th or Saturday, February 6th.